So I went running today, even though the weather was rubbish and the rain was, you know, it's that really stupid rain. He's like, either rain or don't. That rain that's like goes in your face, horrible. And I was with my jogging partner on Hampstead Heath in that London, jogging away for about an hour and 20 minutes. Hour and 20 minutes.
Excuse me. Did you just say you're with your jogging partner? Your jogging partner?
Yes.
Is that a man?
On Hampstead Heath, that's right. It's a man, isn't it? You know who I mean.
What do you do with your jogging partner?
We just jog. Like fitness and stuff. Whatever the weather.
Right. Is it a special jogging partner?
It's my personal trainer. Anyway, so we're kind of jogging along, having a chat, and there's this like weird noise that comes from over there in the woods. Would you like to hear? On Hampstead Heath, yeah.
Yep.
No, no. Right, this is the noise. This is the noise. It's like this.
Was that your jogging partner?
It was the noise from over the other side of the woods. I was like, what the hell was that? Sounded like a kind of, like a gay Tarzan, really. That's what that's what I said to my trainer. Who's that, gay Tarzan? That could be a great new TV show. Or a film. We should get, like, Steven Spielberg onto that or something. The gay Tarzan of Hampstead Heath. And instead of, like, getting into scrapes with, I don't know. Who did he used to get into scrapes with?
Jane.
Hunters and stuff, didn't he?
Did he go around with that girl Jane and a monkey?
Yeah, but gay Tarzan could get into kind of different scrapes with George Michael and some MPs and stuff. It's brilliant. Okay, let me just find the music. Hang on.
Coming this fall. The gay Tarzan of Hampstead Heath. Starring Orlando Bloom. And George Michael as himself. Rated 18.
Anyway, it turns out it wasn't a gay Tarzan after all. Would you like to know what it was?
Yeah.
It was a dog walker. Do you want to know how I know this?
Mm.
Because my personal trainer, when the noise happened, said, oh, don't worry, it's just someone who's lost their dog shouting out, where are you? Because, like, he's got a dog himself, and that's how he knows it. So the noise, means, where are you, to dogs.
Right.
So, maybe if you've got a dog, you could let me know this, but do people who have dogs have their own special language that they know?
Yeah, because if you...
No, they don't.
If it's not individual, then everybody's dog would come running back to you if you shouted.
Woo!
Yeah.
So if that noise is, where are you, what is, like, are you thirsty? Is it like... And do all dog owners know this? Are there any other phrases that maybe we should know about? Do let me know, because I'm without dogs, so I don't know.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jenny in Warrington.
Hi, Jenny. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
My dog understands weird language. If I say to him, Dinky Minx, he knows that I'm asking him, does he want a drink of milk? So he'll go to the fridge wagging his tail.
But Jenny doesn't.
He does, seriously.
He doesn't, though. If you say, he doesn't, come on. If you say Dinky Minx...
Yeah.
What happens? He goes to the fridge?
Yeah, he starts wagging his tail and he looks up and he's like, oh, great, what am I going to get now then? And goes over, so he knows I'm asking him if he wants a drink of milk.
Okay.
Okay.
You keep believing that.
Yeah.
What about if I went, woo-hoo, to your dog?
He'd probably just look at you really weird.
No, because that is the universal noise for where are you if you've lost your dog on the heath.
No, that's usually just me screaming his name and he's looking at me and completely ignoring
him. Right, okay, if you go, ooh, next time you've lost him, it works.
Okay.
Believe
I'll give
me.
I'll give it a go. Scott Mills, Radio 1.